Welcome to The Beijingers Speak. This is a show where I interview people in Beijing, Chinese people. And today's question was about China's image. I asked, what is the most important thing about Chinese, about the image of China that you'd like to project, that you'd like foreigners to know about? And I also asked, are there any misconceptions that you think foreigners have that you would like to clear up? Things you'd like to set the record straight about. So here are the questions and answers, and enjoy. What is your name and where are you from?
Nancy, I'm from Beijing.
Okay, So what do you think?
So I think for Chinese people, the most important thing, not the money, it is the love between family member, love between friends, and so if let me choose money and so many kinds of the valuable love, I think most of the Chinese people will choose love. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was very nice what you just said. That was. Thank you. Okay. So what is your name and where are you from?
I'm Catherine from China.
From Beijing?
Yeah, Beijing. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think China is very big, and there is the China people is very friendship, and also China have so many beautiful place, and you want to try, you can try all. Mm-hmm. So, and also China have the rich man, the poor man together.
Okay, good answer.
那如果
One more person. You can just say it in Chinese.
就是说，对，如果用你想用，就是说，如果一个你想把中国介绍给一个外国人，然后你想通过什么东西，你想把什么介绍给他？
嗯，什么介绍你给那个外国人？这个中国的，可以吗？
你想，比如说中国人好啊，或者什么？
或者中国菜好，或者。这个是对，这个是不对，可能他的想法太对，中国是这样的，但是可能不对，可能。She doesn't know what to say.
Yeah.
This is the delivery girl for the food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Food delivery girl.
Yeah.
I think she'd be an interesting person to have some opinions about this, but.
Uh-huh. 你觉得呢？
我觉得中国的人比较好。
Chinese people are kind.
挺善良朴实的那样。
Chinese people are kind.
Right, Chinese people are kind.
嗯，除了这个呢？
嗯，
没有。OK, OK, 可以。好，谢谢。
嗯，谢谢。
OK, that was good. Chinese people are kind.
嗯。
And relatively good. The first thing she said was relatively good.
没说 relative，
他说比较好，比较好是 relatively good。
你刚才说比较好了吗？
他说比较，你听。
我没听见，你说比较好。
我听他说中国人比较好。
是吗？他说中国人好。他说中国人好。
他说中国人比较好。
得了吧。
我。
得了吧。
OK， 谢谢。OK， two new people. What's your name and where are you from?
Vivian from Beijing.
OK, and you?
Nancy from Beijing.
Okay, so what thing about the image do you want to project, tell other foreigners about?
It's a huge and beautiful country, and welcome you.
That's it? Mm. I mean, where are you from?
My name's Laura, and I'm from YBM.
I know, but where are you?
You mean, I'm from Beijing.
Okay, right. And what's your name, and where are you from?
I'm Michelle, I'm from Jilin.
Oh, okay. So you guys know the question, what's the one thing about China that you want to tell foreigners, you know, about China's image or something like that?
Yeah, China is a great country. Yeah, it has the best food, best people, kind people, but very cheap labor force, very serious pollution, splendid landscape.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? Those are the most important things about China?
Beautiful woman.
And beautiful women.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what do you think?
I think China's everything is good, and the people, the food, the city, I think so.
So what about, some foreigners might not know a lot about China. I mean, some maybe do, but the ones that don't, if you have one chance now to tell them one thing about China, you know, what will you tell them to impress them about China? She's thinking.
Maybe I will answer your question after her.
Okay. But they're both thinking. Okay.
Tell one thing.
Yeah, one thing that you think is a good thing for people to know about China.
I think everything is good, but not the best. Just everything is good. You can look. You can come here and see everything, and you can make the answer by yourself. I think.
Figure it out by yourself. Okay. And?
Yeah. My answer is in the following a couple of decades, China will be the strongest country in the world. So, yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
Well, look out, right? Okay. And study Chinese now. Okay. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
I'm Betty from China Women's University.
Okay, but you're from Beijing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I'm from Beijing. I'm a junior student.
Okay, so we've gone over I've asked you the question already, so but now
okay.
You can tell us again. What do you think? What's the image of China that you want foreigners to know about or to be familiar with?
I think that China has become a very international city now, and although have a part of the area is very poor, but I think the most of the change what happened in Beijing or whatever the other cities, and a lot of foreigners would like to come to Beijing to travel a lot, and Beijing have more than 5,000 years history, and whatever the travel a lot of the big scale tourist sites, and such as the Tiananmen Square, the Forbidden City, and in the past the Empress and the concubine, and a lot of the maid live in the past, and they would like to travel some hutongs and the county yard and take the pedicab at the same time. It's very interesting. I think especially for Beijing and Shanghai and Guangzhou, it's a very international city, and we have a lot of the skyscrapers were raised up nowadays. Now we make a lot of efforts to study and to catch up with some developed countries, such as we are crazy about to study learning English and to imitate some of the foreigners to study ways and to learning, and it make me feel very, very happy
that China is modernizing or catching up with the other countries, building skyscrapers, learning English.
Yes, I think so.
Hard.
Yes, I think so. China has already make a lot of progress in
right.
this way, and
so that's the thing the image you'd most want foreigners to know, that China is. Well, this is a very typical Chinese thing. Her cell phone is ringing now.
Oh, sorry.
But this is the image that you'd want foreigners to know, that China is getting more and more modern. China is
yes.
building more and more skyscrapers.
Yes,
China is learning more and more English.
Yeah, in the past, we are very rare to see a lot of foreigners will come to Beijing. It's very rare to see, especially in the Jianguomen. But now, you can see the foreigners, whatever you can see. And
well, I live in Jianguomen, and I don't see many foreigners. No, I do see foreigners on the big streets, but I don't see them on the little streets where I live. But I don't know. I wasn't here 10 years ago. So
yes, but you mentioned you live in hutongs, but my home were also live in hutongs, and my neighbors were also a lot of the foreigners. They rent a county yard for them to feel how Beijingers life is very great.
Right. Okay. So Betty, that was a good answer to the question. Thank you very much for participating.
You are welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Well. China is actually making great progress in the economic development. And actually, I met some foreigners before. It's ridiculous for them to think China is still so poor and so.
What do you mean? It's ridiculous, but they still think it?
Yeah, they still think China is so poor. They think actually we don't even have a long distance call, and they buy their own cell phone in China. So it's kind of ridiculous. But actually, I know China is actually making great progress in economic development. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of piracy, like...
A lot of what? Piracy.
Piracy. Okay. So in one of the China's provinces, it's called Hunan. They specialize...
Hunan.
They specialize in imitating.
Copying, right.
Yeah. It's...
reverse engineering, they call it.
Dress and
right.
Cosmetic and bag.
I'm pointing to my sneakers right now.
Yeah.
For those of you out there who are listening, my sneakers are fake Adidas and bought in China.
Yeah. Everything seems fake in there. So whenever you wear a general one,
nobody believes you. Oh, right. If you wear a real one, nobody will believe you.
They think all of them are fake. So that's not a good phenomena. So.
Okay, but right. Maybe that's one of the things that some people think is bad about China.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people might think that's one of the things that's good about China.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it just might depend on who you talk to about that. But I mean, like, the image that you want people to have, so
mm-hmm.
that China's not so poor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think in China, the market needs regulation. We have to build our own brand that is famous and that means high quality.
Right.
We don't have to copy others' brand to make us
right.
survive in the market. So that's why we're going to support our own domestic brand and make it as good as the foreign brand.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good answer.
Yeah, and what else?
No, that's it. Just the image that you want foreigners to have of China.
What else?
You want to change some bad ideas people have about China or set some, set the record straight or whatever?
Okay, how about in New York? I mean, in some big cities, in American state, America, they crowded and with a lot of people.
Not like China.
Oh, really? So, but I think, the traffic jam is the common problem for big cities.
Not like China.
Oh, really?
I don't think so, no. But
okay.
Yes, in New York and LA and some big cities have bad traffic, of course.
But I think Beijing is a lot better than Shanghai. You have been to Shanghai?
Oh, maybe, yeah. But
I
think
it's a disaster.
But,
I mean,
right, but the traffic in Beijing and Shanghai is worse than most cities.
Uh-huh.
And worse than most cities in America, I think. But
uh-huh.
I'm not an expert.
Okay, but one more thing about Beijing, I mean... So Beijing is kind of city in combination with modern and ancient features.
Right.
I mean, it's not in USA. I mean, whenever I think of USA, I cannot think something ancient because it's so young.
Okay, guys, so what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Cassie. I'm from Beijing.
Okay, and wait, and what's your name and where are you from?
I just forgot.
What's your name?
My dad called me George.
George.
Probably
Beijing.
I was born here, yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys think about the image of China? What thing would you like foreigners to know about?
I think the Chinese dish is so delicious, and the Chinese have many provinces, so
mm-hmm.
people is so warm to others, especially for the foreigner, because Chinese is kind of warm for people, and they are so kind to each country's foreigners, and Chinese people work hard. they want to do their best, do their effort to their own work and help each other. They have the team, they have the team spirit.
Team spirit.
Just over. Okay.
Good, perfect. Okay, George, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to be positive about this one. Great food, great country. It's worth everything you put in to make a visit, not just in Beijing, but the rest of the country. Obviously, everything has good and bad, I think. But overall, I think it's a fantastic country. Girls are good.
The girls are good. Okay.
I know, especially wearing skirts on the street kind of thing. Especially for guys.
Okay.
I take that as merit.
Okay, good. And George, I'm sure people listening can hear that you have a very strong British accent, but you're a Chinese guy. How did that happen?
I keep asking myself this very question, but obviously the exact fact that I spent 6.5 years in England.
But you are a native Beijinger.
Yeah, I was born here, and I was brought up here until I was at the age of 14 and a half.
Cool. Okay, guys, thank you. You guys gave very good answers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great. Cheers.
Okay, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Jia Hui, and I'm from Beijing.
Yeah, okay. And what is your name and where are you from?
My Chinese name?
A Chinese name or English name, it doesn't matter.
Okay, my name is Jenny. I'm from Beijing.
Okay, so what do you guys think? You know, I already asked you the question, so what do you think? Who wants to go first?
Okay, first. And so before, when Chinese people were traveling or we do shopping, we all use cash.
When before? Like 1 year ago?
I don't know, 3 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But right now, we all found it's not convenient and it's not security has some problems. But right now, more and more young people, especially for young people, we use credit card and it's convenient and we can get a discount by using this. And so I think it's maybe right now is.
So China is becoming more modern
with
credit cards and things like that. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. what do you think? What's the image of China that you want to, you know, let foreigners know about, or the misconceptions you want to change?
Okay. I want to tell you, Chinese people are very friendly. So you have any question, you just go to them and ask them, and don't be afraid, and they will be open, and they will be frank, and they will be friendly, and they will help you.
Okay, but I think, I want the people who are listening to know, and I think you guys know also, I had to choose Chinese people, special Chinese people who could speak English. Most Chinese people can't speak English. So they're very friendly, but you have to speak Chinese to them, right?
But you know...
I chose you guys, especially I found you guys who could speak English
But as you know, the... Beijing will hold 2008 Olympic, so currently more and more Chinese people are studying.
Really?
English.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yes, definitely.
I know, I'm just kidding. Of course I know. So more and more Chinese people are studying English, so
yes,
you think English ability is getting better.
So they will help you on some very simple, maybe very some simple, but maybe very... important help to foreigners.
Okay, so Chinese people are studying English and getting better at English.
Yes.
Okay, good. That was a very good answer. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay.